Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and ladies, welcome to my bedroom. So I'm in the teardrop camper. It's nighttime. I'm in an RV park, so I'm going to talk a little softer just because this little tiny, I mean, this is literally the size of my queen size bed. That's all. When you get in, you got to take your shoes off because there's no floor. It's just a bed, air conditioner, and a heater. That's about it, and some lights. So I'm going to talk a little bit softer, and then I'll try to boost it a little bit when I edit it, because if I talk louder, it bounces off everything and sounds very live, and it already sounds pretty live as it is. Also, I'm looking for a USB light to help light my face. I know I look like something out of a supervillain. I say, Mr. Bond, although I don't know too many supervillains that have a wild, untrimmed beard for the last month. Tonight, I'm going to talk about... someone wrote in for some advice, and I want to talk about when your girlfriend or your wife or anybody starts saying no in the relationship more than they say yes, and they start being more selfish, that's going to be the end of the relationship. And I'm not talking about just the occasional no. I'm talking when it becomes an ongoing theme, that's the new normal. And when that happens, it's time to tap out. That's the beginning of it, the end. That's when she's lost attraction, or that's when she's found somebody else and just hasn't pulled the rug out from underneath you. Same thing goes for you ladies. If the dude's not taking you out to dinner anymore, not doing things with you, but just wants to hit the bedroom, it's game over. He's just kind of using you. So here's the email. I'll read it. It says, "Hello, Joker. Hope you are doing well with your bus and other matters in your life. Longtime viewer. I'm currently going through an issue that has me heartbroken, but also just completely blown out of the water. I met my as-of-now ex on Bumble. She was everything I've ever wanted in the looks department. Her personality for the first half was amazing. She was my ideal girlfriend in my mind. We liked a lot of the same things or similar things." Okay, sounds good so far. "For the most part, we would go shopping and doing the things she wanted to do. She was very emotionally supportive and even tried helping to better my living circumstances and getting jobs. She has had one since I met her, and she and I both have spent lots of money on each other and time. She was affectionate and accepting of my problems at first, and I really thought we together could support each other emotionally and truly just be in love." Okay, so let me lean back so I don't look so evil. Secondly, let's break this down a little bit. So, for the most part, we would go shopping and doing the things she wanted to do. Well, if you're doing what she wants to do most of the time, that's not really being 50-50, is it? So already there's a warning sign. She should be partaking in your activities as well. And if you say, "Hey, we did this that you like to do, now let's do this that I like to do," if she starts saying no, big red flag. That's automatically she's not doing the 50-50 role. That's a problem. And you said she even tried helping me better my living circumstances and getting jobs. Okay, understand this. As the man, you're expected still by society, even the brave, powerful feminists, still want to date and be with guys that make more money and that are more successful and spend money on them. Her helping you level up your job or your career or advancing you also benefits her, because then you have more money to spend on her, then you're a more... stable provider, then you bring in more income. And if she's going to be with you for long term or even marry you, then you getting a better job doesn't necessarily just better you, it betters her as well. So she was trying to level you up as well, and maybe that didn't work out so much. And you both spent lots of money on each other, and you spent time with each other. But again, from what it sounds like, the time wasn't equal. And even if the money was equal, well, that's a wash. I mean, if she buys you a $50 or $60, I don't even know what they cost now, $70 video game, and you buy her a $70, what a girl's like, you buy her a $70, purse or outfit, or take her to a $70 dinner, it's a wash. So you're not really gaining anything, and you may think so, but you're not. And lastly, we could support each other emotionally and truly be in love. No woman can support a man emotionally. Women are, women are waves. Women are, if I had to maybe find a good, I don't know, word to explain it, women are waves. They're fluid. They are beautiful. They can be calm. They can drown you. I mean, they can bash you upon the rocks, but they're fluid. They're always changing. And women's minds change, and their directions change, and their emotions change. Everything's changing about a woman. It's not a bad thing necessarily. It's just who they are. It's also what makes women fun and interesting and kind of chaotic to men. But guys have to be rocks. Guys have to be solid. Guys have to be... Now, you can be fun, and you can have a laugh, and you can have a good time, but a woman cannot emotionally support you. If she is, you're doing it wrong. Men have to be strong. Men have to be rocks. Men have to be reliable. Men have to be problem solvers. Men have to be reliable, dependable, you name it. It's why if you look at some of the dating apps like the sugar sites, you notice that, yeah, of course, women would love to have attractive guys, but they can find attractive guys all day long on the dating apps. So why do they move to the sugar sites? Because they're looking for a guy that is stable, older, more mature, has money, can take care of them, can support them, maybe mentor them. There's lots of different things. But men are primarily, chased after for their looks when women are younger. But as they age, they very quickly say, hey, you know what? I don't think I want to work until the end of my days. And it would be really nice to have a reliable guy that when there's problems in my life, he can help me and he can hand... There's a train going by, if you can't hear that. There's a crossing right over here. That a lot of times, especially when women get to be 30, 35, and their looks do start to fade a little bit, that's when they'll say, geez, I got to work another 30 years. It'd be great to have a dependable, loving, stable, strong, successful guy to lean on. And so that's what happens. And I think... I think you wanting to emotionally be in love with her, it's just a weakness for men. You can love a woman and you can care for a woman, but it's different. It's much different. It has to come from a very different place. I often say, and women will get upset with me sometimes, but I often say that you love a woman like you would, and you take care of a woman and you look after a woman like you would, like you're a pet or a child. And it doesn't mean that a woman is mentally a child, although there are some that are very much children in their mentality. Just look at TikTok. But it just means that, you know, you look after a child, you take care of a child, you provide for a child, and you protect a child. You do the same thing for a woman. It comes from a different type of love, but it's still kind of the same thing. A lot of women like that. Now, you know, a lot of women don't, but a lot of women do. But again, if you're doing that for her, she can't do it for you. It just doesn't happen. All right, continuing on. He says, so as of the past few months, things in the bedroom have not been an equal share. She gets herself serviced and all kinds of attention, but as soon as it's my turn or I try to have full-on intercourse, she tells me to stop, and she always coming with excuses as to not do it. She has explained to me within the last few days of our relationship that she had been taken advantage of before. I myself know how that feels, and that's why it's hard for her to do it. Okay, first of all, if she really has issues, and I'm not going to make fun of anybody that's had harmful things done to them, and it's left them with battle scars, and they need help for it. I'm never going to shame that. But here's the thing, she needs to go get that help. She doesn't need to be in a relationship. She doesn't need to be with you if she's got some prior traumas she needs to work through. Furthermore, you notice that she was able to receive all of this stuff and get herself taken care of, but as soon as it's time to give, that's when the problems arose. And she only mentioned it in the last couple of days, but you guys have been dating for 4 months. So why all of a sudden the change? I've done videos on this. I've talked about it. At 3 to 6 months, the butterflies are gone. She's figured you out. I don't know if she helped you get a more successful job, but maybe she didn't. Or maybe she did, but she just doesn't feel that you're the guy for her. Or you're not exciting. Or you've kind of become boring. Or maybe she views your emotional attachment to her as a weakness. It could be any of those things. But already what she's saying is, give me what I want. I'm not giving anything back to you. That's a big, hard no. She'll take from you, but she won't give anything to you. This is already a very lopsided relationship. It's good that it ended. Be happy that it ended, because she's a very selfish individual. I respected her boundaries for 4 months and tried being very patient and accepting of her issues, knowing what it's like. However, it eventually just got to a point where no matter what day it is or mood she was in, it was always no. Well, when it's always no, what are you hanging around for? You're even swapping gifts. You're doing what she wants most of the time. You're taking care of her in the bedroom, but she's not taking care of you in the bedroom. How is this a good deal for you? It's not. But because a lot of times guys will think, well, if I just do this, she'll come around. She'll start to appreciate me. She'll start to love me. If I do this, that's great and wonderful, and show her how much I care for her, she's going to come around and appreciate me. It doesn't work like that. You would have been better off the first time that you gave to her and she said, no, I'm not going to reciprocate and take care of you. When you say, okay, what's going on? The first time you have to have that conversation. If she says, look, I've got these prior problems and this is what's going on, you got to determine if that's right for you. But if you're not getting your needs met, you tell her, hey, you know what? I understand what that's like. I can imagine how hard that is for you. I'm wanting somebody that's ready to be in a healthy, loving relationship and is back and forth giving. If you're unable to do that, I'm sorry. I hope you can get help for that, but I'm not interested. And you move on. It may sound selfish, but here's the thing. She'd do the same to you. If you were a three-pump chump and just jumped on her and bang, 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 and you were done, and she never got her needs met, you don't think she'd find some other guy to fill the role or take care of her needs, or she'd leave you, or she'd cheat on you? Of course she would. Well, you got to do the same thing. And this is the problem when I reference to weak men, is it's not necessarily that you're a weak man. It's that you're not strong in your own convictions and your own boundaries and your own needs. I make it very clear when I'm dating somebody, look, the bedroom's going to be part of this. And, you know, I am still a frisky 48-year-old. I don't think I'm 49 yet. No, I'm not 49 yet. I'm still a frisky 48-year-old. Hey, you know, I've got needs. And if we're going to be in a relationship, you're going to meet them. I'll meet yours. But if it starts going this way, forget it. Tap out. But again, you're thinking like, oh, this was such a good relationship. I really haven't read anything that's good about it yet. Let's see. Sorry, I got to back up. During the last month of our relationship, she springs on me that she's going to be going away to a camp for 3 months to work as a counselor, and that I'm not going to be able to hang out with her as much anymore. It was hard to accept, but I thought that we had a good enough relationship to stay in good communication and that we were loyal to each other. No. Nope. She was already done. This is her exit strategy. This is her bailout. And you say she sprung it on you. I'm telling you, she let you know for months this was going to happen. You just didn't see the signs. And that's okay. It's happened to me before. I missed the signs. It goes right over your head. And you're like, oh my God, I didn't even. Yeah, but it was there. You just missed them. So she didn't really spring it on you, although you felt it. It's just her nose. We're telling you, no, this isn't working for me anymore. Well, she had decided to completely abandon me and now insists that people she has just met for only less than 2 weeks are now more worth her time than me of 4 months. She stopped saying I love you, she wouldn't bother texting me anymore, and when I would call or try to hang out, she was always busy with her friends and family, and basically she has no time for me. Okay, so here's the thing. You say she completely abandoned me. What does that sound like to you? To me, it sounds like a child. Oh, the child was abandoned, okay? No woman can abandon a man, because the man is in charge of his own destiny and his own ship and his own world. And women can join along and come with you on that path for a while. But if she peels off and goes away, you still got to be on your life track. You still got to be doing your thing. So she could have peeled off and you could say, she bailed. But that's her jumping off your ship. For abandoning it, you make it sound like that you were on her ship and she forced you off the ship. And so it's abandoned ship. Off you go, buddy. And you're tossed off. Well, you weren't on your own course. You weren't doing your thing. And you let her take control of the relationship and lead it off in a direction. She was bored with you. She wasn't challenged by you. She didn't feel that you were strong. She didn't feel that you were career-minded and heading in your direction. She just felt like you were a tag-along. And to her, that's a weight. You were an anchor to her. And so she tossed you off. So, of course, when she meets new and more exciting people, you're gone. You've been gone for a while. You just didn't know it. And she hadn't made her official out. Her official outs happened. Now, here's the thing. And this is part of, again, being in a good mindset. Let's say I'm dating somebody for a couple of months, and I message them, and I'm like, hey, hit me up when you get a chance. How many more texts do I send after that one? Maybe one. Did you get my last text? That's it. I don't care if it's a girlfriend of 4 months, 9 months, 12 months. I don't care. If I never hear anything back from them, that is the last words I'll ever say to them. Because I'm done. Like, hey, you know, you ghosted. You're not replying to me. I'm not chasing you. I'm too busy chasing my dream and my goals and what I want to do with my life. So I'm not going to chase you. If they run off, let them run off. Because if you chase after them, it tells her two things. Number one, you need her way more than she needs you. That is unattractive. She will be as dry as the Sahara Desert in her panties because of that. Okay? So if you chase after her, you need her more than she needs you. And number two, you're not on your own track. If you're on your own track, you're too busy. You're like, well, okay, so I lost it. But what did you lose? You lost a woman that didn't want to sleep with you. You lost a woman that was selfish. You lost a woman that was doing mostly what she wanted all the time. Again, when you look at this, you realize you didn't really lose anything. I still love her deeply. No, you don't. You don't. 30 days, anything for 30 days becomes a habit. And I've even read about how this works. There's a chemical connection that gets worked in the brain when you do something. Well, when you hang out with somebody or date somebody, they become part of your routine, your daily routine. And when they're gone, you feel that absence and that loss. It's the kind of the same as what happens when you have a pet that leaves you, or when you lose something or do something that was extremely stupid and you lost some money or something. That loss, that pain will sit with you. But it doesn't mean it was good necessarily, okay? So you don't love her. And if you do love her, then you need to work on yourself, because she's not a good person. You were loving somebody that didn't love you. I still love her deeply. She was, for the most part, the best girlfriend I've ever had so far, and I really wish I could just talk it out with her, but she literally takes men showing her sexual attention as creepy and non-consensual. Maybe, but more than likely she tells you that because she doesn't want your attention on her. However, if she meets a guy she's attracted to and she's really into him, it's not creepy from him. It's just creepy from you because she's done with you. You guys are done. And so it seems needy. And neediness to a woman is very unattractive. It is very unattractive. Weakness to a woman is very unattractive. So what she does is she sees you as weak and needy and very unattractive because of that. And so she's not attracted to you anymore. And that's her way of telling you. Don't be mad at her. Because she gave you warning signs, but what it is she's walking away and you're chasing after her, not letting her go. Let her go. Maybe she's the best you've ever had. There's so much better out there. I mean, it's better to be alone than to be with somebody like this, but there are better women out there. She's not a good one. It just may have been the best you've ever had. I don't know if I'll ever hear from her again. You will not. I can tell you that now, but she has dropped me off the face of the planet and just wants to party and hang out and be taken places. Yes, by new guys and new friends and new activities. You're out of the picture. You're so far out of the picture that her picture is here. The wall is here. You're somewhere out by the dumpster. Okay? Just understand that. I know it's hard to hear, but just understand that. You are so gone. You'll never get her back. She doesn't care about you. She will never come around. And if she does come sniffing around, it's just probably because she has no one else in her life and is flat broke and wants to use you or something. Let's see, for 4 months of I love yous and promising our love for each other meant nothing, not even any of the gifts. You're right, it didn't mean anything to her. Remember, there are social paths, there are sociopaths, there are narcissistic people. They get a kick out of, it's called love bombing, and what they'll do is they'll be, oh, I love you and you're amazing, we have so many things in common, and they'll sleep with you a lot, and they'll really try to get you emotionally attached to them. And then the minute you are really into their camp and they've got you, they release you. It's literally called catch and release. That's what a narcissist does. They love drawing you in because they get your attention and they like to play head games with you. And then as they throw you away and they watch you being desperate for them and missing them and loving them and wanting them, they also enjoy that pain that they inflict on you. Now, I'm not saying that's who she is, but she doesn't care. And there are people that like this kind of stuff. So don't be surprised. How do I ever get over this? Time. Time won't get over it. And if she were to ever come back to me or try to, what should I do? Ignore her. Block her cell. Unfollow her. If you're still on social media, unfollow her and block her on all that stuff. Graystone. Like, block her out of your life and just go on. Don't, because otherwise the phone will ring and you'll be like, oh, maybe it's her. Or you'll be stalking her on social media. Don't do it. Just block it and let it all go. Pretend like she's dead and gone. Because as far as she's concerned, you are. So don't be chasing after it. You think she's a unicorn. It's over. Have a good one, man. Good luck to you and your endeavors. So what's the takeaway? Here's the takeaway, my good friend. And since you didn't leave your name, I don't know if I have permission to say it, so I won't. Here's your takeaway. She gave you signs. And guys, when you get these signs of the more the no's happen, stop for a second. And when she's giving you no's, ask yourself, are my needs getting met? Is this a one-way street? Is she saying to me no, but she still expects me to do things? I mean, if a woman asks her man, hey, I want to go out to dinner. Let's go out to a steak joint, because I'm really in the mood for steak. If the guy said, no, okay, maybe that can happen once. But what if every time she wanted to go out to eat or go to a restaurant or go to the movies or do something fun, to have fun or whatever, if you just kept saying no? Well, eventually she's going to say, you know what, he never does, we never go out anymore, we never do anything anymore. I don't want to be with him. Like, I'm not getting my needs met. And she would bail. Well, when it comes to you, if you don't feel that she's meeting your needs, whether it's in the bedroom, whether it's with doing activities that you enjoy, and you feel like it's becoming a lopsided situation, that's her way of saying no. And when that happens, you have to have your ground rules, and you have to stop and say, am I getting my needs met, or am I giving, hoping eventually she will catch on and give back to me? That hoping almost never happens. You have to look at it and say, you know what? This is lopsided. I'm giving more than I'm receiving. It's time for me to go. And if you're in a good mental place and you're in a good place in your own life where you're not needing on somebody or you're not codependent and you're in a healthy place, a breakup should pretty much go like this. Well, she bailed. Well, that sucks. Moving on. And if you're in a really good headspace, I mean, you would be healthy enough to date again if you wanted to. I wouldn't recommend it right away. You've got some own healing to your own healing to do. You've got to be okay on your own. This sounds like a codependent thing where you're not okay being on your own. Get okay being on your own. Get on your life path. Then women are like accents to your life. Then women are women are like the garnish on your meal. There's something that's added to it, and it can make it wonderful. They can be the garlic and the salt and the butter and all the things you like on your steak. Can you tell I'm hungry? I'm talking about food. But I mean, if you were to just throw a steak on the grill and done, it's good. But if you add garlic and salt and butter and all this other stuff, it's better. You can, if you want to date and you want a woman to be a part of your life, you got to be the steak all on your own. You got to be good on your own. And then she can just add a little bit to it. The minute that you make her the steak and you're just the add-on, man, you're toast. And this is a backwards, upside-down relationship. It's not healthy. It's not good. And you should have pulled the ripcord a long time ago. Get yourself in a good headspace, and you'll be all set. Guys, quick update. Locals.com is doing really well. As a matter of fact, that is taking off on me. So if you guys want to join me over there and throw in a couple of ducats into the support hat, I would appreciate it. When I get on really good Wi-Fi, Locals is now starting live streaming. When I'm on good Wi-Fi, I'm going to be doing my streaming shows, which I really don't do any of because I don't like YouTube for streams. Because if some background music that plays, they can copyright you. If I accidentally say too many curse words, they'll get me. I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to go wild on some topics, and I am going to do some videos on politics. I'm going to do stuff on the jab and the bug and what I think about what's going on in the world, and I'm going to, of course, do my regular men stuff. But I'm going to do live streams, and that way we can interact, and you guys can message me and enjoy the content. But join me over there. It'll be for supporters over on my local, betterbachelor.locals.com. Join me over there, and I would muchly appreciate it. Guys, that's it for me. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, you got to be good. You got to be good in your life before you start bringing other people into it. And if she's giving you the no's and she's turning you down more often than she's taking care of you and things are going bad, it's time to bail. And you should have bailed a long time ago before it got this far.